Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos, and we're up to parak Vav Mishnah Zayin. So, says the Mishnah, it's really a brisa again, this whole parak is really brisa, that Gedola Torah Shino Senes Chaim Loseh Bal Mazeh Uval Maba, that Torah is so great in that it gives life to people who fulfill it and who do it, both in Olam Hazeh as well as in Olam Haba. Usually it's Olam Haba, but when you learn Torah, that's the very first Mishnah in Maseches Peah, right? The first Mishnah in Maseches Peah tells us, El Dvarim Shod Mechel Perasim Bal Mazeh Vakarim Kayem Eslo Li Olam Haba, and Kibir Avim Gimels Chasim Hava Shalom Torah Keneged Kulam. So it gives schar in both worlds. Shenemar ki chayim heim lemotzeim ulchol b'sara merape. The pasuk in Mishlei says that it gives life to people who find it, and it heals all basar. Va'omer rifus tihi l'sharecha v'shikwe la'atzmosecha. And the pasuk also says that it's going to provide health to our belly buttons and give marrow in our bones. Va'omer et chayim hi l'machazikim ba v'somchem. That it's a tree of life to those who hold on to it, and those who support Torah are very fortunate. Va'omer ki liv yaschein heim l'roshecha va'anokim l'gargarosecha, that it will be an accompaniment of chein, of grace for your head, va'anokim l'gargarosecha, and like a necklace around your neck. Va'omer titein l'roshecha liv yaschein ateres teferes timagnecha, and the pasuk says it will be something that's like jewelry of chain on your head, and it will give you a crown on you. Va'omer orechimim b'yimina b'smola osher v'chavod. There will be arichos yamim at its right, and its left is going to be ashirus and honor and kavod. Va'omer ki orechimim ushnos chayim shalom yosifu lach. That it's gonna add arichos yamim and years of life and years of shalom to a person. Moving on to Mishnah Ches. Rabshim ben Minasya Omer Mishum Rabshim ben Yochai. Rabshim ben Minasya's name is Rabshim ben Yochai. Hanoi v'hakoach v'ha'usher v'ha'kavod v'ha'chachma v'ha'zikna v'ha'seva v'ha'banim nol tzadikim v'nol liolam. That when a tzadik has beauty, or power, or wealth, or honor, or chachma, or old age, or older age, or children, it's good for him, and it's good for the whole world. Shenemar ateres teferes seva b'derech tzedakah timatzei, v'yomar ateres chachomim ashram, v'yomar ateres zikeinim b'nei banim, v'teferes banim avosam, v'yomar teferes bachurim kocham, v'hadar zikeinim seva, v'yomar v'chafra halavana v'oshachama, within all of these psukim, you see all of the items that we identified. That these seven midos that we say are good for tzaddikim to have, and it's good for the world when tzaddikim have it, happens to be that Rebbe and his children had all of these midos. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Zayin we said the Torah gives life in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba, and we quoted many psukim to that effect, and in Mishnah Ches we identified a whole bunch of things that are really great, seven things that are really great for tzaddikim to have: beauty and strength and wealth and honor and wisdom and old age and children, and we said that Rebbe and his family were blessed with all of these things. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Vav, Mishnah Tes.